Hey everyone, this is Pastor Bruce Mejia here from First Works Baptist Church here in beautiful Orange County, California. I want to talk to you about the growth of our church. Last year, we had to tear down a wall in order to facilitate the growth of our church, and that definitely helped for a couple of months, but now we're back at it again, and we're starting to run out of room for our morning service, as well as our mother baby rooms. Now, we've come up with two solutions in order to solve this problem. One is short-term, the other is long-term. The long-term solution is that we need our own building. And it's for that reason that we've decided to start a giving campaign called the Sow Thy Seed Giving Campaign, where our church is going to pitch in to start saving up to purchase a building. Now, that offering Sunday will be on May 11th of this year. Now, if our church has been a blessing to you, if the preaching has been a blessing, if you believe in our church, you support our church, we want to encourage you to do two things. Number one, make sure you pray for us that we would have a very generous and fruitful May 11th offering. But number two, consider giving and participating in the offering Sunday as well. You can give through Zelle, you can give through PayPal, or you can mail in an offering to our church at 5223 East Orange Thorpe Avenue. I'll put the address in the description below. This will help us to start saving up the funds necessary in order to purchase a building that will facilitate our growth long term. Now, the second solution is short term, and that is that we need to start renting out some of these other units that are on the property. And of course, with that comes funding. We need to pay the rent. We need to tear down walls. We need to build up walls. We need to install doors and all these other projects that come with modifying a unit in order to fit a church. Now, all the work that needs to be done, it's going to come out to about $25,000. Now, the goal would be to have that unit before Easter Sunday, because quite frankly, I have no idea where we're going to put all these people on Easter. But I know that God's going to take care of us. He's going to provide for us. And so we're excited about that. Now, our church is not only growing numerically, but it's also growing spiritually. And in fact, over the last 4 weeks, we had a soul winning training with over 100 in attendance, learning how to preach the gospel, learning how to go soul winning. And in fact, we topped it off this past Sunday with a mini marathon after the Sunday morning service. We had 18 salvations and 6 baptisms, with many new soul winners going out for the first time. And it was an exciting Sunday overall, even though there wasn't a big push for visitors. We had a ton of visitors and the house of God was packed. Not only that, but we also want to complete our evangelization of the nation of Belize. We've been working on Belize for the last 5 years and we put in a lot of work inland as well as north. But this year we want to focus on the south and just complete the mission there in Belize. So we want to encourage you that if you want to support our church financially, please do so to our short-term solution, which is getting some of these other units. And also consider giving on May 11th to the Sow Thy Seed Giving Campaign. We are excited to see how many souls are going to be saved this year, how many baptisms we're going to have, how many new soul winners and laborers are going to be sent forth into the harvest. And so please be in prayer that we would continue to succeed and prosper as a church. God bless you and have a great one.